This is Trevor Rogers. And I am so happy that you are going to be part of this fantastic virtual live event with a lady who transforms lives. Yes, Michelle Blood. It is going to be awesome. I would appreciate it if you can listen to this short message from me so that I know you will be all set and ready to come onto our virtual event. To begin with, we hold our virtual events using the Zoom application. Michelle would love to be able to hear and see you during these virtual events, and this will allow you to participate fully. To participate fully in our virtual events, you will require a webcam on your desktop computer that is plugged in via a USB port, or an embedded webcam on your laptop. You will also need a microphone. If you have a webcam on your laptop, you will most likely have a microphone already. If you purchase a webcam, most of the newer webcams come with a microphone included. So, here we go with how to connect to our awesome virtual events through Zoom. Once you have signed up for a virtual event, we will email you instructions on how to connect to that event, which will also include a Zoom link. To connect to the virtual event on the date and time of said event, click the link in your confirmation email. You will be asked to register for the Zoom meeting. This will let Michelle know your name during the virtual event. Just fill out your first and last name and your email address, then click the blue register button. You will then be shown a screen with the information you just filled out, along with the link to connect to the virtual event via Zoom. You will be taken to a webpage that will attempt to open Zoom on your computer or device. If you do not have Zoom currently installed, there will be a portion that says, "If nothing prompts from your browser, click here to launch the meeting, or download and run Zoom." Click the download link that says, "Download and run Zoom." This will then download the Zoom app to your computer. Once the download finishes, open the Zoom installer from your downloads folder and follow the on-screen steps to set up your Zoom. If you already have Zoom installed, once you click the link to connect to the virtual event, you will receive a pop-up notification in your browser asking if you would like to open Zoom. Click the Open Zoom button. This will then open the Zoom application. If Michelle has not yet joined the virtual event, you will see a notice that says the meeting is scheduled for, and then the event date. Please wait until Michelle has joined the virtual event. Once Michelle joins, you will be taken to the Zoom application screen. The first screen should ask you to join with computer audio. Click the blue button that says Join with Computer Audio. If you are unsure about your microphone status, click the blue link that says Test Speaker and Microphone. This will take you through the steps to make sure your microphone is all set up and so that you can hear the audio from Michelle. If you require additional help, please read through the Zoom help file for connecting your microphone by clicking below. Once your audio is connected to the Zoom application, please make sure that you are transmitting video. If you cannot see yourself, please make sure to click the Start Video button on the bottom of the left-hand side of the screen. If the icon of the Start Video button has a diagonal red line through it, that means you are not transmitting video. If, once you press the button to enable your video and you are still not seeing yourself, I would suggest going through the Zoom help file for connecting your webcam by clicking below. It's also a great idea to get a nice, bright reading lamp in front of you so that everyone can see your awesomeness.
Awesomeness! Love awesomeness!
Once you have connected your audio and video to the virtual event, I would suggest that you pin Michelle's video so that she is always visible during the event. To do so, hover your mouse over Michelle's video and click the three dots button. On the pop-up menu, choose the option that says Pin Video. If you require help on pinning Michelle's video, please read through the Zoom help file for pinning videos by clicking below. I would also suggest that you change your view to Gallery View. This allows you to see all of the participants on the virtual event. To do this, click the Gallery View icon on the upper right-hand corner of the screen. There are only so many participants that can be viewed at one time. So, When we have a lot of people on our virtual events, you can press the blue arrow buttons that appear on the right or left-hand side of the screen to scroll through all of the participants. If you require additional help on Gallery View, please read through the Zoom help file for Gallery View by clicking below. If you would like to post a comment or message to Michelle's team during the virtual event, click the chat icon on the bottom menu bar. This will open the chat window, which will allow you to post a message. It really is very simple, and you can even use your phone to be on this event. All you need to do is click the link in your invitation email on your phone, and you will be taken to your phone's app store. One thing Michelle does appreciate, that you come on energetically and dressed as if you were meeting everyone in person. Do your best to be in a quiet place on your own, and Michelle asks that you do not allow anyone who has not registered to participate. Michelle already has your photograph you have sent to me. If you have not sent your photograph to me, please do. And she has already begun sending you light from the moment you registered. I will add a little more information in the body of this email about how to put your hand up when you have a question or something to share. If you require any more information or have a technical question, please email me at least 2 days before the event. This way, we will all be able to have a smooth experience as we will all be prepared. Okay, this is Trevor saying I can't wait to see you.
Coolio!
Coolio, and more love!